Do you find it difficult to remember the good? This is the season to give thanks. And while we can have a grateful heart and have faith, God is at work in and through all things. When you walk through a storm, the clouds can at times overshadow the good moments. Memories can be blurry or often totally forgotten. Not long ago, I was in a bit of an emotional valley. Maybe you've been there too. I was feeling all the feelings and getting a bit overwhelmed with a heaviness on my heart. I was talking to God about what I was feeling, and I heard the Lord gently speak to my heart and say, "Remember the good." So I did. But you know what? It wasn't easy. I was thinking back to a season of sorrow, and as I sat there on the couch, I had to really focus and work to remember what was good. Slowly, moments of laughter came to my mind. I thought of provision, blessings, and sweet friendships and experiences. I was seeing the good I had forgotten. It was awesome. I was smiling through tears, my favorite emotion. I stayed there for a while, and it was so sweet because as I was seeing the good, I was also giving thanks for it and recognizing the joys that were in the midst of a season of grief. Maybe you look back at seasons of your life and find it challenging to remember the good. You're not alone. You're not broken. You're human. And while, yes, our story can have a lot of pieces, God takes those pieces and makes something beautiful. You may be in a season of desperation and despair. If so, don't lose heart. This is actually just the right time to choose to take time and remember the good. Psalm 77:1. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, "To this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds." The psalmist is facing his own storm. In the midst of it, we find him crying out to God. His hand is even reaching out to God as he questions and wrestles and struggles through his day of trouble. Then he remembers the good. He is in anguish, and it's in that moment he chooses to remember the works of the Lord, the wonders of old. Like the psalmist, when we remember the good, no matter what happened in our past or what the current season may be, we can find comfort knowing God is near. He has never left our side. And through it all, even though it might take some time to be still and look back a bit, we can know, see, and remember he is good. That's the truth. Remember the good. Through the years, the good and the bad become standing stones that lay the foundation for who you are today, further strengthening your faith for tomorrow. I'm Lori Klein.